Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud, Chulin Mem Vav, Chulin 46a, pagination is 91. Let's start about a third of the way down. Nitla HaKoved, if the liver was missing at the two dots. So the Mishnah told us that the liver was totally taken away. But if anything would remain, we infer kishera. It's still going to be kosher. Afagav delava kazayis, even though it's not the size of significance like an olive size. V'atanan, we learned nitala kaved v'nishtayre menu kazayis kishera. That if the liver is missing, except that one olive size remains, then it's kosher. But if it's totally removed and doesn't even have the kezayis amount, it's just a little bit left, that's not enough. Now, the issue over here is that the liver is known to regenerate. But how much do you need that should remain in order that it should be classified as such and remain a healthy animal? So the Mishnah, which stated that the reason that it's pasul is because nothing remained, nitel hakoved v'lo nishtayir hemenu klum, infers that even a little bit would be enough to keep it as kosher, whereas this other statement that we're quoting required a kezayis. Continuing in the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said, Lo kasha, it's not a question. You're dealing with two different opinions. Ha Rav Chiya, ha Rav Shimon bar Rebbi. One is Rav Chiya, and one is Rav Shimon bar Rebbi. We'll follow Rashi's second approach, which is the one that he seems to endorse. Rav Chiya was saying that anything remaining keeps it kasher. Rav Shimon bar Rebbi requires a kezayis size because there's a specific thing that's occurring over here. The energy of the liver is able to regenerate, and that's if you have a kezayis. Kiha, this is connected with their behavior regarding the liver. De Rav Chiya zarikla. Rav Chiya considered the liver not significant. It's not regular meat, and he didn't see anything significant in it, that it's the essence of life, and therefore when you eat it, you're getting special energies. Rav Chiya didn't see it that way, and he would discard it. Rav Shimon bar Rebbi matvil lo, and Rav Shimon bar Rebbi literally would dip it. Dip it means he would eat it. They always dipped their food. So dipping meant he ate it. Rav Shimon bar Rebbi saw life in the liver, and therefore eating such a thing is mechazik, it strengthens the person. So Rav Shimon bar Rebbi is understanding the point of the liver, that it can regenerate, and that requires a kezayis. And we see that in that he purposely went out of his way to eat the liver, because he saw in it such power. V'simaneich, and the sign to remember this occurrence, this behavior, is Ashirin Mekamtzin. The wealthy ones are thrifty. It's like an oddity. They have plenty of money, but they're the ones who are thrifty. And Rav Shimon bar Rebbi, Rav Shimon is the son of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who is enormously wealthy. He's the one who's making sure not to discard the liver, but to benefit from it. Let's skip down and let's touch upon the topic of the lungs. We know that the lungs are very important not to have problems with them, that even a small problem could create a trefa. And our Gemara will discuss the lung regarding the fact that there's an outer barrier and an inner barrier. Hareya shenikva. the lung got punctured. So let's skip a line, and we're going to focus on the opinion that says karma tata'a. It's the lower membrane that got punctured, but the outer one is not what we're discussing. Let's skip another line. Pshita, it's obvious to me. I inkiv ilav lo inkiv tata'a megin. If the outer one is punctured and the inner membrane is still intact, so then the inner membrane will protect, will support, and the lung will work. So it's not a treifa. Kidderabba, as Rabba taught, that if the upper peel is removed, it's still going to be kashera. Continues the Gemara, the middle of the first line on Amud Beis. Inkiv tata'a velo inkiv ila'a megin o lo megin. Our question is, though, if the inner membrane is punctured, perhaps it swallowed something, it caused a puncture there, swallowed and it went into the lungs, and the outer one is not punctured, will that protect it or not? Will that support breathing and it's considered a healthy animal or not? There was a machlokas about this. If the inner one is punctured but the outer one is intact, is that sufficient? And we hold, the Gemara says, that it will protect. Kidur Rav Yosef, as Rav Yosef taught in checking the lung. The Amar Rav Yosef said, "Hai reya da avsha." If you encounter a lung that's letting out air, it's hissing. Iyadinon hecha avsha. If you could tell where it's letting out the air from, mosvinan ala gadva oroka ogila, you put something there. Imivatsvitsa. Terefa, if it is noticeable by what you put there, you put some water, spit, then you can tell that the ear is coming out, v'ilo ksheira, and if it's not coming out, it's kosher. V'ilo yadinon hecha avsha, and if you can't tell where the hissing is coming from, maisinon mitichla demayo. Pishuri, you take lukewarm water, umasvin and labigavon, and you put the lung in. Bachamimi lo de kafzi, don't put it in hot water. Bekuriri lo de mitarshi, and don't put it in cold water. It's not going to do the trick. It'll affect, it'll seal it up. Yeah, elamasvin and bifshuri, you have to put it in lukewarm water. Vinafchino lo. And then you blow up the lung, you add ear. Imivatsvasa terefa. If it's letting out the ear and you could see it in the water, so then it's treif, because the hole is through. V'ilo, but if the ear is not coming out, kishera. It's kosher. But I was hearing a hissing sound. The answer is tata inkiv, ila lo inkiv. Apparently, it's releasing the ear that's in the lung cavity from the inner membrane to the area between the inner membrane and the outer membrane, but it's not coming out of the lung entirely, and therefore it's kosher. Tato inkiv ilo lo inkiv, the inner one is punctured, the outer one is not punctured, vaida avshan, that's that you're hearing the hissing sound, zika de beni benihu. It's the sound that happens when it goes between the covers. So you see clearly that if the outer cover is intact, the animal is still kosher. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.